but he had to loosen his several-inch-wide belt before any air could flow in.
"Who did you say found him?"
"Cotton Rack."
"Cotton? What the frost was Cotton Rack doing here?"
Puck bit his lip. He'd never liked the snooty Cotton Rack. Not one bit.
We didn't talk much," Puck said. "He was having hysterics. You know what he's like. So I told him to go to the refectory and ask Cookie for a double shot of hot cocoa."
"Good. At least he'll be quiet until I check on him." Puck picked up the brass lantern.
"What should we do now, Herr Claus? Should I ask Dr. Tinkerwith and his wife to come and..."
No, not yet. They'll blab. You know how they spill the jelly beans every time my piles play out. And I want the other elves to hear it from me. It is the honourable thing to do."
Santa sighed.
Speaking of which...
He knelt by the deceased Merivale, gently closed the elf's minuscule eyelids, and covered the distorted face with his hanky. Scented with cinnamon and richly embroidered in red and green, it was large enough to cover half the elf's body. As he did so, Puck took off his pointy hat and looked down.